A Father's Day loss, a series loss for the Twins. He's not Brandon's buddy, Buddy Kennedy. Grand slam. Let's break this one down on today's Locked On Twins postcast.
You are Locked On Twins postcast, part of Locked On Sports Minnesota, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Twins postcast. It's another edition. It's Father's Day, a Father's Day edition. It's June 19th. I'm the host of Locked On Twins, Nash Walker, with writer and reporter at Access Twins, Brandon Warren. Before we get started, betonline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline is where the game starts. Brandon, Twins drop the series finale to the Diamondbacks. What's your biggest takeaway from this one?
I don't know why, and again, I get a lot of grief on Twitter for not questioning Rocco Baldelli's moves, but why did Caleb Thielbar get the entire inning, or at least into trouble and continue to stay in trouble there? And that was what I didn't understand today. Obviously, Merrill Kelly was good. The rest of their bullpen, outside of Noe Maria Ramirez getting pulled in a very passive-aggressive manner by Torey Lovullo, was not great. But yeah, I didn't understand the usage of Thielbar there. Certainly, it was not ideal that they were down. And I had no problem with Thielbar coming in at that point of the game. It was letting him get into hot water and then bury himself that I didn't understand at all.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was an off day Monday. I thought Cleveland was coming and they were going to play right away Monday, but there is an off day Monday. So I'm with you. I think, you know, Joe Smith could have come in to face Kennedy, even Juan Duran. I mean, anybody else, right, in that spot against the righty. Anthony says the lineup is so inconsistent that it doesn't make sense at all. Yeah. I mean, we have seen an all or nothing lineup a lot this year and recently, and sometimes it feels like it's an all or nothing Twins team, and maybe it's just recency bias. Last night, Dylan Bundy was great, and they hit the cover off the ball today. Chris Archer gave up a couple homers, Thielbar imploded, and they didn't hit. So is there validity behind that statement, Brandon?
Yeah, for sure. 40% of their hits came from the DH batting ninth, which is a weird phenomenon that I think we saw earlier this season with Ryan Jeffers, and then it had been a few years since we had seen it. I'm trying to remember. I think somebody tweeted about that. So it was not a good day offensively up and down the lineup. Pretty much every guy struck out at least once. And Merrill Kelly's a good pitcher. Let's not sleep on Merrill Kelly. But to the extent that he shut them down today, I don't know. It didn't look good. And now, and some people have said it on Twitter, this Cleveland series is interesting, especially interesting. It was going to be interesting in the first place. Now it's about as intriguing as you can get in mid-June.
Yeah, and Cleveland just took the lead on the Dodgers, the White Sox playing Houston tonight.
An unserious Dodgers effort right now. I am not in favor.
Mookie's out cracking his ribs, so he's not playing, but it's not an excuse. Jose Ramirez isn't playing either today, so I don't know what's going on there, but Cleveland looks like they're going to take the series over the Dodgers. They still have to hit in the bottom of the ninth. Does LA, the White Sox go for a series win against Houston? This could turn into a bad weekend for the Twins, and it's okay, you know, to go 3-3 on the road. Seattle's not a terrible team. The D-backs are not good, but they're not terrible either. So 3-3 could become, you know, a worse look if both the White Sox and Cleveland win their series this weekend, Brandon.
I mean, you control what you can control, but this win would be something like 16-4 over the last 20 for Cleveland, I think. I think if I'm remembering days back and wins and losses since then. So you can't control how they're playing, but more dispiriting is that teams, the White Sox beating the Astros and the Guardians beating the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Twins were kind of
destroyed.
You know, they were beat up, and then they didn't play well against the Tigers, Royals like they needed to. And so it's not unmerited criticism from Twins fans to be like, what's the deal here? But again, the ebbs and flows of a season. I'm not going to, you know, cry about a team that's still almost 10 games over 500, but there is no denying they have to get it in gear and quite soon here.
If we step back and look, let's look at these three teams, and there's so much more to it, but look at these three teams in the American League Central. Forget about the schedule. Forget about anything. Like, looking at these teams right now, who do you think is the most legitimate from a talent standpoint, from a roster, just 1 through 26, 1 through 40? Who's got the best team in this division?
It should be the White Sox, but they've been shooting themselves in the foot all season long. Injuries you can't help. Eloy getting hurt, Robert getting hurt, Mankata being bad. Outside of Abreu, that offense has just not clicked. And Lance Lynn being hurt certainly hasn't helped. But Giolito has looked more mortal of late, and Kopech has had some issues. Cease has had some, each of these guys can't do it by themselves.
Right.
So I still think that that's a pretty talented team, but they also can't really seem to figure out how to use the bullpen. They're letting guys like Bennett Sousa take losses when games are tied or down one run, when a Kendall Graveman or something is well rested, and now Hendricks is on the IL. You know, it's not entirely like the 2021 Twins, but in some ways it's like, oof, I see why White Sox fans are so frustrated, because it just has not been good. And it's more frustrating because, yeah, I think that's the most talented team in the division. I really believe in this Twins team, but head to head, you probably give the White Sox the advantage.
If you're comparing Cleveland and the Twins, this is a good segue into our series preview here. And we will not have a game Monday, and obviously no postcast Monday. We'll be back Tuesday. But if you're looking at these two clubs right now and you look at the rotations, I mean, it's hard to argue. Cleveland, obviously, I think has a better rotation than the Twins. Certainly healthier this year for the most part. The lineup, you would hope the Twins have a better lineup. Star power, Cleveland has Jose Ramirez. The Twins have, you know, Correa and Buxton. So I feel like maybe these two teams are more evenly matched than I gave them credit for prior to the season and even in the last, you know, week or two.
The Twins' offense is definitely better. I'm looking at their lineup for today's game and the on-base percentages of their top three hitters, 298, 298, 316. So, I mean, it's the haves and the have-nots. The Twins have the ABCs at the top third. And Stephen Kwan didn't start today. Jose Ramirez didn't play yet or play today. So there are some caveats there. Andre Jimenez has really picked it up. He probably should be moving up in that order. But offensively, the Twins should have the advantage. But in some ways, when you look at this Twins offense, it's like when you have the average of 10 something. Either you get 20 or you get 0, but you never get 10. The average will technically say you're good for 10 every day, when really you're either 20 or 0. And so I think that's kind of where people are with this Twins offense, is that their true talent isn't their baseline. It's all over the map, like stars in the sky. And I agree with that gripe. It is frustrating because they score 11 runs one night and then they barely do anything today. It's definitely, definitely a warranted frustration.
You can almost feel it coming. You're watching and like they string runners in the first, so they don't fully take advantage of an opportunity. Yep. And it's like, you know that it's coming, that the offense is going to struggle that day. Hopefully the Twins pull it together here, more consistency offensively, put the series behind them as they go back home and play Cleveland and Colorado. Shooting for 4-2, Brandon, I think that's probably a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I mean, shoot for 4-2, 3-3 is not what you want, but at least it keeps things moving in a positive direction. But you have to consider who you're facing. So it's very, very important to, as you said, I think take 2 out of 3 and 2 out of 3 if you can do it.
Happy Father's Day, sir. Thanks, everybody, for watching, listening. Thanks for your comments. Like, subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment and join us again. We'll be back Tuesday. Thanks, Brandon. Talk soon.
Be good.